I liked comedy. I liked what it did to me.
Any of those specific people that impressed you, or that you thought any specific names?
Yes. First of all, Fibber McGee and Molly, Amos and Andy, Charlie McCarthy, Edgar Berg and Charlie McCarthy, Fred Allen. I didn't listen much to Jack Benny. I think he must have been on opposite something I liked better. The Bob Hope Show, which was a variety but a lot of comedy in it. Bing Crosby had a show, which again had a lot of comedy in it. Then there were these light comic, not soap operas, but these series like Henry Aldrich, Date with Judy, Carlos Archer.
The radio sitcoms.
Yeah, the radio sitcoms is exactly what they were. If you'll put these on pause for a minute, I have a piece of research of my own. There were other things at that time, besides the radio comedians, that helped me, that now let me know that's where I was headed. There was a magazine called Thousand Jokes. I never missed an issue of that. There was a satiric magazine that only lasted a short time, Ballyhoo, which I used to get. I got Mad Comics when they were comics, Panic Comics when they were still comics. Panic then became a magazine. There was another magazine called Help. Harvey Kurtzman and these guys drifted around. And
so your interest in comedy was more than whetted. It was, you began to have a serious desire, a serious need, a serious,
yes,
to go after these things,
right,
that were comic.
Yes. Esar's Comic Dictionary, another one.
One of the greats.
Well, so, boy, look at this. A sax is a wind that nobody blows good. An ill wind that no one blows good. All that kind of stuff. I mean, it was just as if I couldn't get my hands on enough raw material. I just wanted to...
So we're talking about the formative years,
yes,
man. We're talking 8, 9, 10, 11, 12
years
old.
That's right.